The finish line draws closer, and one presidential hopeful is trying to catch up, while the other is working to bring friends along with her. Lisa Desjardins reports on the events of this campaign day.
Donald Trump right now is focused on one word, Florida, Florida, Florida.
How are you feeling about Florida, Mr. Trump?
Very good. I feel very good.
He's in the middle of a three-day, five-rally swing through the critical Sunshine State, where early in-person voting started today. He maintained that his outlook is bright and that polls showing him falling behind are flawed.
They are phony polls put out by phony media. And I'll tell you what, all of us are affected by this stuff. And what they do is they try and suppress the vote. This way people don't go out and vote.
It's a different story for Hillary Clinton. With increasingly strong polling numbers, she's pushing to win Democratic control of Congress. Today, it was a New Hampshire rally for Senate candidate Maggie Hassan.
That's why we need leaders like Maggie. And unlike her opponent, she has never been afraid to stand up to Donald Trump.
Over the weekend, Clinton was aiming at races in Pennsylvania.
I hope you will do everything you can to elect Katie McGinty, your next senator.
And North Carolina.
I am also hoping you're going to send Deborah Ross to the United States Senate.
And it's not just Clinton. Running mate Tim Kaine joined in from Florida today, targeting incumbent Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
Let me just quote Marco Rubio. He called Donald Trump dangerous, and he called Donald Trump a con artist, but he's supporting Donald Trump. I don't get it how you could call somebody a dangerous con artist and support him.
Meanwhile, a new story is out related to the FBI's Clinton email investigation. It's a Wall Street Journal report centering on Andrew McCabe, who became deputy FBI director this year, and as a result, gained an oversight role in the email probe. The story says his wife, Jill, ran for Virginia State Senate last year and received campaign funding, thanks to Clinton ally and Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. She lost her race. Months later, her husband became involved with the Clinton investigation. The journal reports that the FBI did not see a conflict because McCabe's wife's campaign was over, and there was no direct connection to Clinton. Still, it opened the door to attack from Team Trump, which said in a statement today that the whole situation, quote, shows either negligent behavior by the FBI or a level of corruption. 2 weeks to go, and it is both a race to get votes and to block votes from the other side. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.